Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapters 31 and 32. Another statement of woe. It begins, you know, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. The Lord speaks through Isaiah, woe on them for going to Egypt. And it calls to mind what King Solomon wrote in Proverbs 9 when he said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." The leaders of Jerusalem, they lack that kind of fear and knowledge. The second part of verse 1 says they do not trust in the Holy One of Israel. They do not seek the Lord. Even when the Assyrian troops have conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, and they're now invading Judah as well, and threatening to lay waste to Jerusalem, in unbelief they hope for help from Egypt. And so this fourth woe is spoken against this flagrant unbelief. In the eyes of the unfaithful, it seemed like it was a wise political move to pursue an alliance with Egypt, as we've said before, and put their hope in Egyptian armies. But that was, in reality, it was nothing but foolishness. And so Zion's only hope, God's people's only hope of rescue, is the Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts. He will fearlessly come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its heights, and against God's enemies. Verse 4, Jerusalem's true protection and help is the Lord. Verse 5, he says, he will protect it and deliver it. He will pass over it and preserve it. And so the Lord, their only help is the Lord. And now verse 32, he jumps, he sees ahead. He sees to verse 1, see, a king will reign in righteousness. And that's a reference to the Messiah, the promised Savior. The Messiah's true Zion is not an outward kingdom of prosperity. Its inhabitants are subject to storms and heavy rain or blistering heat, are subject to those things. But they find refuge and shelter in the Messiah and his governing, his ruling. He is like streams of water for a dry place, and like the shade of a massive cliff in parched land. Believers have got their eyes and ears open. They no longer, they're trusting. They're seeking help from the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And so the Messiah is coming. He will reign forever and ever. He rules and reigns in righteousness. And then when you look toward the end of chapter 32, 32 is really talks about complacency. The people are being complacent, and they should get up and wake up from their complacency. And yet at the end of the chapter, verse 17, he says, the result of righteousness will be peace, and righteousness will bring lasting tranquility and security. My people will live in a peaceful place and in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Even if hail destroys the forest or if the city is totally leveled, how blessed you will be as you sow seed beside streams and let your cattle and donkeys run free. As we said just a second ago, the true Zion, God's people, is not an outward kingdom of prosperity. It's ruled by Christ, but it's ruled in hearts. It's not free from difficulties and enemy attacks, but the peace that Zion, that God's kingdom has, consists of the blessed fellowship believers have with the Lord, all thanks to the Messiah's atonement, substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of the world. Isaiah illustrates believers' wonderful peace in that in true Zion, with that picture of sowing seed beside streams and letting cattle run, cattle and donkeys run free. Truly, we are blessed to have the Lord Jesus as our Savior, the promised Messiah, the Lord who helps us when the world around us cannot help us, as he's taken our sins away. May God bless you the rest of this day.